You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to Money Making Conversations. It's the show that shares the secrets of success experienced firsthand by marketing and branding expert Rashawn McDonald. I will know, he's given me advice on many occasions, and in case you didn't notice, I'm not broke. You know he'll be interviewing celebrity CEOs, entrepreneurs, and industry decision makers. It's what he likes to do. It's what he likes to share. Now it's time to hear from my man, Rashawn McDonald. Money Making Conversations. Here we go.
Welcome. You heard him. Rashawn McDonald. I like when people say my name correctly. You know, I always tell people when you get my name right, thank you. That means I've done something right in my life. Welcome to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. I'm your host, Rashawn. Our theme is there's no perfect time to start following your dreams. A lot of people, they sit around complaining about a lot of things. They get frustrated about a lot of things. If you just start, and if you start with a plan, it's going to be all good. Because see, I recognize that we all have different definitions of success. For you, it may be the size of your paycheck. Mine is inspiring you to accomplish your goals and live your very best life. It's time to stop reading other people's success stories and start living your own. People always talk about their purpose or gift. I always talk about gift. You hear people say gifts, your gift. Lead with your gift. And don't let your friends, family, or coworkers stop you from planning or living your dreams. So let's get Money Making Conversation started. I have a great show lineup tonight. I have two of my gospel friends on the show today. The first part of the show be led by Tasha Page Lockhart, and the second half of the show, my boy Lecrae is joining. So let's get started. My guest hails from Detroit, Michigan. That's my first guest. Multi-talented vocalist Tasha Page Lockhart. Tasha is the daughter of award-winning gospel singer Lisa Page Brooks of the female group Witness. Tasha Page, two-time Stellar Award winner, is the star of WeTV's Growing in Gospel. It's the first season, and we will be talking about it because I've seen all the episodes. We will hear her life and some of the personal struggles with addiction and mental health issues, including depression and anxiety. We will discuss new projects that she have coming up because I want to know. I'm pretty sure a book in there. After I've seen this episode, these six episodes, there's a book in her future. I'm not saying I'm some fortune teller, but there has to be a book or a Ouija board. She's also active in her community, working to support mental health awareness and advocacy, something we will be talking about today for sure. Please welcome the Money Making Conversation Masterclass for the first time, Tasha Page Lockhart. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you, sir?
So if you're up in Detroit, you're big D up there, Detroit?
Oh, yeah. I'm in Detroit. I'm born and raised here. Oh, absolutely.
You know, I've been there many times. You know, I was managing Steve Harvey. Used to go up there and do concert dates and do live event dates up there. So I'm very familiar with Chicago and how it's been renovated. You know, how the downtown made a big comeback and all those things. Now, with you being born and raised there, what is the state of Detroit right now, Detroit, Michigan?
You know, Detroit is on the comeback.
Right.
If you go look downtown, you'll see everything that they have been building up the city downtown. It looks beautiful. It's amazing.
Right.
And it's not just, you know how sometimes, you know, the the other folks come and take over. That ain't the case down here in Detroit. It's such a mixed crowd. You know what I mean? You know, Detroit, if I'm not mistaken, Detroit is about 80% of African Americans. So there's no way you could come to our city and not see, you know, they always talk about crime and they try to talk about how bad it is and all the negative things in our city. But there are some very prominent business owners and African-American wealthy black people in the city of Detroit that are doing their thing. If you go on Livernois, you'll see in the garment district, the fashion district there, all of the businesses and stores and coffee shops and all kinds of things. We have a lot of business owners and entrepreneurs here in the city of Detroit. So I'm proud of the city and what they're doing. They have been tearing down a lot of the abandoned homes.
Right.
Just really building the city up. So, yeah, I'm very proud of my city.
Well, you know, it's really sad that stereotypes do tend to lay itself on people of color, black people, brown people. People want to stereotype because when you stereotype, you know, property value goes down. The reason people want to come, tourism can go down because people can fear for their lives. And that's been tragic to see that happen to your city, but now it's making a comeback. And then you're part of, you have to be extra proud of that, because I know for a fact, I was fortunate to see the development of it coming around and seeing the downtown and driving around, seeing in Detroit, seeing those abandoned buildings being torn down. So it's really a proud moment for me to see the comeback, because like you said, it is 80% black Detroit.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, so I'm just proud to be from here. You know, whenever you tell somebody you're from Detroit, they expect greatness out of you.
Absolutely.
Period. You know, with Motown, with this being Motor City, and then my grandfather was with Motown, so he traveled with Berry Gordy. If you go to Hicksville, USA, you'll see my grandfather's picture on the wall. He was in a group called the Monitors. So, you know, my family has a long, rich history in the music scene, not just in gospel.
So you had no choice. You had no choice but to sing. As long as God gave you the talent, Tasha, you had no choice but to sing, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm proud to be from Detroit.
You know, when I think about, you know, music, I can't sing. You know, I got into the entertainment business, Tasha, as a stand-up comedian. That's, God gave me that talent to be able to twist words and make people laugh real hard, and got paid real well for it. But to sing, that's a special talent. When did you realize you had the ability to sing, and was there an option to do R&B instead of gospel?
You know, singing is the most coveted talent and gift that there is. Everybody always said, I wish I could sing. If I could sing, I'd never shut up. You know, people always say that. When I realized I could sing, I guess I would have to say I was in elementary school, actually, because a lot of people may not know, but from the ages of 7 to 14, I was doing jingles and voiceovers for major corporations.
That's right. Biscuit. Yeah. Biscuit and all that stuff. Biscuit.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Some that you may have recognized and didn't know it was me. I'm about to give you two of them real quick. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
America's best-selling minivan, Dodge Caravan. That was one of my...
Yes, yes.
That was one of them. I know you heard that one before. Here's another one I know first. The United Way, the best way to care. That was me as well. I mean, I've done so many, so that was
now,
really kind of what I knew.
Don't slow down, because, you know, you're talking to a brother who can't sing, but that's a jingle. I remember when I had the Jamie Foxx show back in 99, we made his character become a jingle writer or jingle singer at a commercial agency. How do you get, do you have to come in there and rehearse to be a jingle singer? Or how does that work? Or they just bring the option to you and you just cut it and they just choose? How does that happen?
So I'm going to take you on a journey real quick. This is how my life has always been set up. And I know this is not a gospel show, but because I am a lover of Jesus Christ, I just add him into everything that I do.
Right.
So, I'm not going to ask for forgiveness, but, you know, I'm going to be throwing out some gems, and I got to speak and brag on how good God is, because this is how my life has always been set up. I live by this, and it's that every opportunity is an audition for something next. So I was just a little girl that was always in the studio when my parents would be working on music.
Right.
And so because I was in the right place at the right time, they was like, oh, we need a little girl to come do a Chrysler commercial. So I went in the next room and did the commercial. When me and my mom did the my Trailblazers Award tribute to Mary Mary, I was walking down the hall, and my attorney at the time, Attorney James Walker, was coming down the hallway met, and he's with the casting director from Tyler Perry. He introduced us. The rest is history. I did 20 cities with Madea on the Run. Every opportunity is an audition for something else. So it's just, you have to be where you're supposed to be. And that's the thing. When you're where you're supposed to be, it's almost like you're unstoppable. But whenever you get out of place, when you come off of the path, when you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, you're missing all of those moments and you're missing all of those opportunities.
That's important what you're saying, Tasha Page, because see, let me break it down to everybody. And it's about fear, because fear stops a lot of people. Like I said, when you, every opportunity you had, fear did not succeed. It didn't put doubt in you. It didn't make you question. You just felt that God had placed you in the right position. And guess what? You rode the strength of your belief and you made it happen. Plus, you had the talent to do it as well, correct?
Absolutely. You have to perfect your craft. You can't just lean solely on, the favor of God, or God's going to do it, God's going to make a way. Yes, he does make ways. Yes, he will open doors. He will put you on the minds of certain people. But when you get there, when you walk through that door, and you have to stand on that stage, or you have to stand behind that podium, or get on those instruments, whatever it is that you do in your field, you have to show up. That means your waiting period, when you're waiting, that has to be your preparation. You have to make sure that you master your craft. So do your research. Study, study, study. Practice, practice, practice. Whatever it may be, get your get media training so you can know how to handle yourself in interviews, know how to handle yourself on red carpets. Do everything that you need to do so you can say, my part is done. No, okay, God, come on, it's on you.
This is an entrepreneur show. And when you say, Rashawn, I'm going to go with their gospel. Because what people understand is that I was talking to Yolanda Adams one time. And she told me, she said, Rashawn, business and God, same conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to separate it. And when I hear you talk, and that's why I'm just slowing you down. Because every value that you, every point that you just talked about, people should use in their everyday 40-hour week job. Everything that, as an entrepreneur, if you're starting a business, you should know your craft. You should be willing to put in the work. You should master your craft. Everything that you're saying, even though you were saying, Rashawn, look, I'm going to go there. I'm going to show my faith. But faith is tied to effort. Faith is tied to planning. And I just want to let everybody know, what she's saying is replicated every day in life, whether you're a true believer of the faith or you're a person who believes that don't understand how to marry the two. It is the same. It's about effort. And it's about a belief and passion.
Absolutely. And it's about risk taking. It's about what risks are you willing to take in business, in faith, in relationships, partnering with other people. You don't know these people. It's taking a risk. In relationships, you don't know the person. I don't care how long you date somebody. You don't really know them until after you marry them.
That's true.
So it's all about risk taking.
Well, it's really interesting. I'm talking to Tasha Page. Like, I'm going to just tell you something. She can talk now. I get a lot of people on my show, but you can talk, and that's a good thing because of the fact that, some people ask them one question, they say yes, and you go, okay, did they just say yes and not add any more to the yes? But see, you have something to say, and you're motivated to tell the truth. And when you're talking about the truth, it's about overcoming the odds, and you've had some odds you've had to overcome in your life, but you didn't let them win. I mean, some difficult moments that led you to depression and anxiety. How were you able to overcome those difficult moments in your past to have such a bright future?
Well, I wouldn't have ever been able to overcome any type of difficult moments if number one wasn't for God. And then, my upbringing, my family brought me up in church, and then the tribe of people that I have around me that hold me accountable, that pour into me, that check on me, and then also just my want to. And what I mean by my want to is I do not care what I'm going through in my life, what I'm faced with, what I'm dealing with, what I'm up against. I want to make it. I want to win. I want to be healthy. I want to see myself soaring and thriving. And you got to want it. You got to want that yourself more than you want to be famous, and more than you want to have titles and a big name, and more than you want the material things. You got, it's always an inside job. And so because I'm my biggest fan, because I want to be well, and I want to be whole and healed, first of all, for myself, so I can be the best representation for God and for myself and show up for myself and for my family and my children and my 8-month-old granddaughter. Like, I have people that are depending on me, that are looking up to me, let alone I'm not even going getting into the followers and the supporters and the people, some of the people I'll never meet, but they look to me for wisdom. They look to me as an example. And, you know, that's a big responsibility. So I have to say, that's how I made it, putting God first, but then also wanting it so bad that I was willing to do the work to get it.
Mm-hmm. And that's important. I'm telling you, she can talk. But guess what? When we come back from this break now, we're going to talk about the first season of WeTV's Grown in Gospel. And they doing some things over there. No. Fred Hammond's daughter. You about to learn some things about Fred Hammond's daughter. About to learn a few more things about my girl Tasha. And her man in her life, you know.
Let's get into it.
They break it down, my boy, Jay Brooks, Elijah, Shayna. I know them all now because I watched the whole season. Now, they haven't renewed it yet, but they put all their stuff out in the public now. So I hope it gets renewed because they put everything out there in the first season. We'll be right back with my girl, Tasha Paige Lockhart.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rushon McDonald.
Grammy Award nominated singer Kiara Shear Kelly's new book, Big, Bold, and Beautiful, Owning the Woman God Made You to Be, is a must read. As she shares her advice on body positivity, goal setting, and leading with your gifts.
Everything should not be taken personally. So I absolutely agree with you. And if we don't have that understanding, and if we're always taking things personally, we'll always be responding to any and everything to where it'll take so much energy. It'll shift our focus off of what we really should be focused on. And so I have had to learn that the picture is bigger than me. It's so far beyond one moment. Like, be a student at every opportunity you get. But even in the book I talk about, it's a chapter called Making the Most of Every Opportunity.
Yes, ma'am. If you want to hear this full interview with Kiara Shear Kelly, visit moneymakingconversations.com. Keep winning.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
Welcome back to Money Making Conversations. I'm talking to Tasha Paige Lockhart, incredible singer, born to sing. You know, it's one of those things you do. You have an option, you know, she came out singing jingles, just walking down the hall, being... Got on tour with Madea, that's Tyler Perry, Madea, just walking down the hall, got that ready. Somebody tapped on the shoulder, she was ready. She didn't jump back and go, oh my God. She said, when, how, and how come? All those things led her to understand that if you follow your belief, follow faith, then great things can happen. That's what I preach on this show, but she's giving it a different spin on it. It's about effort, planning, and goals. She is ready. She wakes up in the morning, prepare for success, and when success or opportunity comes her way, Tasha's ready. That's what I love about you. And when I was reading your bio and reading your history, and like before the show, I called her because I wanted her to hear my voice. I wanted to let her know what type of show that I do, because I never interviewed her before. Because I wanted her to come on with this type of energy so she could understand that this is a positive show. And your energy, Tasha, is incredible. Is it always been like this?
Oh, yeah, this is who I am. You know, this is who I am. And then going back to what you were saying about, you know, struggles and going through things, that's how my family knew that I was going through, because they were like, wait a minute, you've changed. You know, I've always been bubbly. I've always been very talkative. I'm a communicator. I love to talk. I'm a people person, so I'm always making somebody laugh and, you know, just fun to be around. And so when life started lifing and my personality started to become altered because of what I was dealing with, that's how they knew something was going on.
Well, you know, it was really interesting when I was watching the show, and you know, I know Fred Hammond, you know, many times. Mm-hmm. Came on the Steve Harvey Morning Show, and then my boy Kirk Franklin. Yes. It's so many names, and just ran a Minute of Inspiration with my girl Kiara Shear, and it's Yolanda Adams. I just brought up her name. It's just so much. I've walked that walk with so many people, and they've shared their stories with me that it really make me realize how I'm able to communicate. And communicating with you is such a key element to that. So when you're making the decision and making these career moves, Tasha, what goes through your mind? Because I'm about to go into this reality show that you're doing on We. What made you go into that direction, and what prompted you to say, this is good for my career?
Well, you know, a lot of people were saying that don't do it, Tasha. It's going to be career suicide. You're in the gospel music industry and, you know, reality TV is so messy and this and that. And I had to really stop and I prayed about it.
Mm-hmm.
And anything that I do has to line up with my purpose.
Right.
I can't be money driven. I can't be fame driven. I can't be any of those things. It has to line up with my purpose. And, you know, the Bible talks about confessing your faults one to another. It also talks about the power of confession. You know, they overcame by the word of their testimony and the blood of the Lamb in Revelation, the 12th chapter. And so this was an opportunity for me to be transparent and show the truth about my life, where I was in my life at that time. And now to see where I am today, that is showing how God literally turned my life around in less than a year. And so it just all made sense for me to be able to do the show.
Right.
I was never scared. I was never nervous of being blackballed or canceled or anything because I wasn't outing anybody and I wasn't dashing anybody or talking down on anybody else. I didn't go on the show for a controversy or mess. I went on there to tell the truth about my life. And the fact is, life within itself can be messy. So I didn't have to contrive a story, make nothing up. I didn't have to cuss nobody out and throw no drinks in nobody's face.
No, you did not. You did not. You did not.
And it is what it is.
When you walked out of the lawyer's office, you know, you was in tears and the lawyer didn't know what to do. I thought that was an honest moment when you were talking about your life and realizing that it was going in a different direction. When you were trying to get back with your husband, trying to reconcile, you know, and then when your friend came over, Nikki, I believe the road manager came over, you're talking about what happened. You know, the one thing about these shows is that they always makes me nervous, Tasha, is that you got your story. Then you bring all these other people in and they got their story, too. How does that reflect on you? Like, for instance, Bree. Her story. Now, I don't know what producer, I don't know why Bree had to tell everybody that she was a stripper. Nobody knew that. Why Bree had to say that, I don't know. But these are the type of things that can you can say on these shows. They work for the show, but they might work for your career. And I'm not saying that was a negative, but sometimes you have to understand that they do have ramifications. Is that a correct word to use in that situation?
Oh, yeah. You know, everything comes with a consequence, whether good or bad.
Right.
And you have to consider those things before you do it. And then sometimes, you know, you get in your feelings or you got to be careful because when you're sitting in a room with six of your friends and people you've been knowing 20 plus years or more and you got a mic on you, sometimes you're not thinking because you're like, okay, I'm sitting here with my BFF or this is my brother or we're just talking. So that's why it's tricky with reality TV because they cannot edit something you never said. But if it comes out of your mouth and you don't have creative control and you're not listed as one of the producers, then you can't control how they edit or they do a facial expression or they clip something up and make it seem like you said something that you didn't. You know, it's really tricky and you have to use wisdom. You got to be cognizant of the fact that, you know, they can make this look however they want it to
right,
look.
Right, right. So let me ask you this. So when you with your husband trying to reconcile, right, was thoughts running through your mind, I got to play it this way, or was that an honest moment, right? I'm just asking, you know, because you know, things can go sideways. Like you said, they capture on film, whatever they capture on audio, you know, and this relationship can go sideways. What when you walk into these scenes and you know these are real scenes, you know that's a man that you had a relationship, that was a man you trying to reconcile with, Tasha. What goes in your mind to protect who you are but also be as real as possible?
In those moments, you're not thinking about protecting who you are. You're playing the moments out.
It's, right.
You know, you don't know what you're going to say because there's no script. It's real. Like, if there's no script, you get a timesheet in the morning. Sometimes you don't even know where you're filming. So you get a timesheet in the morning that says, this is what time you're filming. This is the location. Sometimes you don't even know who you're filming with.
Mm.
You know, with that scene with him and I, we knew we were filming that scene, but we avoided a lot of conversations because we wanted it to be real. We wanted it to be natural. And then we had a conversation prior to that where we said, okay, these are the things that are off the limits. We're not going to talk about ex-spouses.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to talk about children. I'm not going to bring up your church. It was just certain things that we said, these will be off limits. Let's keep the conversation focused on you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And so those are some things that you have to do with reality TV. But at the end of the day, I felt like a lot was accomplished because we were able to show, like, yeah, we're believers, we're Christians, but we our lives get messy. We make mistakes just like you. Stuff happens.
Right.
And so I was happy. When I looked back at it, I was a little nervous. But when I looked back at it, I was like, you know, I'm proud of myself because I did something that, first of all, I'm a woman.
Right.
Number two, it's the men that wouldn't even go on national television and admit to having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. It's like,
I wasn't going to say that. I ain't putting all your business out in the streets now. I wasn't going to put all your business out in the streets.
It's already on TV. It's already on TV. Bro, I ain't got no shame in my game. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that was when y'all were separated. Now, when it happened, y'all were separated. Okay, let's go and get the facts right. Y'all were separated. Okay.
We were separated, and I did think we were getting a divorce at the time, which we ended up getting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still, I have to be held accountable for my actions.
Right.
There's no excuse for that. You're not divorced until you're divorced. And I would not suggest or ever.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. oracle.com/strategic.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Advise any person that is separated or going through a divorce to give their body to somebody else.
Absolutely.
You know, go through your healing process. Love on yourself. Get healed. Get whole. Go through therapy. Do all of those things before you jump into another relationship.
Right.
Because all you're doing is damaging yourself even more. So, you know, I know where I went wrong. And that was a part of me coming on the show to say, I'm woman enough to admit when I've been wrong and to apologize and keep it moving.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. You're doing more than that. You know, you are so talented. I'm just going to let you know. So talented. So gifted. You're such a great communicator. What I know we're wrapping up the interview here, and like I said, she called me, Richard, how long am I talking? I could talk to you for an hour. I swear to you, you're that, you know, you are that good of a storyteller, and you don't, you know, I can tell when I'm talking to people when they're couching their words. Just, I don't want to say that.
Yeah.
You're just talking, and you're smart enough to say, this is how I'm an honest person, so I have nothing to hide. And so with the stories or the information I share with you is really honest. And that came across on the show. So I know that there got to be a book coming up. Are you going to write a book about your life that is, you've experienced so far? What's the future for Tasha?
So I have one book that I put out a few years ago. It's called And the Winner Is Tasha Pays Back Her Uncut. You can find that on Amazon. But I am working on my second book, and it's a workbook attached to it. And it's simply called Do the Work, which is the process that I've been going through over the past 2 years after being separated and then going through a second divorce, which has been very public.
Right.
There's a lot of work that has to be done. There's a lot of work that should be done before marriage. There's a lot of work that should be done during marriage and after, if you go through a divorce or in a separation or whatever the case may be. And not just in marriage, but in life. There is work that needs to be done. Nothing comes easy. But if you put in the work, there is a great reward that you will receive.
I love it.
I want people to really grasp the idea of. You know, you can have all of this vision and all of these ideas and say what you want to do, but those things will not materialize until you start putting in work.
Wow. Tasha, tell everybody about your handles, how they can reach you, all those good things as we wrap up this interview.
You can reach me on Instagram at Tasha Page Lockhart, on Twitter at Tasha Lockhart. You can go to my website, tplministries.com, where you can get new merch there. You can sign up for a one-on-one life coaching consultations or vocal training or artist development. You can actually buy my book on the website. All things Tasha. You can book me from the website. Again, that's tplministries.com. Also, I'm going on tour. I'm excited to start the first week of June. I'm going on tour with a comedian. His name is Travell Judon.
I know him.
We're going to be merging. Mm-hmm. You know Travell?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going on tour, and we're going to be merging comedy with music, and I'm excited to premiere new music that's coming out in July and to sing some of your Sunday best favorites. And you can get the tickets now if you go to thisismetour.net. thisismetour.net and find your city there. And we're adding more cities because we're going to be going all the way into August with the tour. So I'm excited about that.
Cool. I want to thank you for coming to my show. Appreciate you. Now I got to come back because I want to do some more things with you this summer. If you have time, please let me know.
Absolutely.
Okay, because you're fantastic. You're amazing. And again, thank you so much. Thank you for coming on Money Making Conversation Masterclass. All right. Tasha Page Lockhart. Bye bye, my friend. Well, I told you it's going to be a spirited show. I got my gospel friends on the show coming up next. It'll be my fourth time interviewing this young brother. We like friends. First time I interviewed him. Well, actually, the first time I saw him was in Houston at the Super Bowl event. And I realized that guy's gifted. His name is Lecrae. Be right back with more. They call him a Christian rapper. I call him a brother who's doing things and changing the world. Lecrae, right back after this break with Rashawn McDonald and Money Making Conversation Masterclass.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
HBCUs represent Black excellence. If you attend or are an alumnus of an HBCU, we want to hear about your story. The My HBCU Story Digital Library will allow current HBCU students and alumni to share their stories. Registration is open to everyone. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. Click My HBCU Story. Next, you can upload a photo. The photo can be recent or from when you attended your HBCU. Then, share your academic or social experience at your HBCU, which can be your favorite class, hangout joint, homecoming game, student center, on or off campus party, Greek show, and how attending an HBCU changed your life. We also want to hear stories if you pledged a fraternity or sorority. The goal is to use your My HBCU story to promote and uplift the HBCU brand. Your HBCU prepared you for success, and now we want everyone to read about your Black excellence. More information is available at hbcucollegeday.com. You can click My HBCU Story to share your story.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Outside of my man Kurt Franklin, who I know very well, my next guest is one of the honest rappers in the game. He's a Christian rapper. His name is Lecrae. He's recognized as the first artist to have an album hit the charts at number one for both the Billboard 200 and the Gospel Charts simultaneously. A multi-Grammy Award-winning platinum artist, New York Times bestselling author, interviewed him on that book, tremendous. The crazed work is fueled by building bridges, changing narrative, empowering a different franchise, and restoring the dignity of those who are lost. We were discussing his gospel career, mental health in the Black community, which we don't talk about enough, his controversial collaboration with Blessings with my man Ty Dolla $ign, because I'm trying to figure that out, because I've heard it so many times, trying to figure that out. His new single, Your Power, with Tasha Cobbs, was released in time for May Mental Health Awareness Month to create dialogue around depression, therapy, and talk about the pressure of being an ideal role model. We have a lot to unpack. Please welcome to Money Making Conversations Masterclass, Lecrae. How you doing, my brother?
What's going on? It's all good, man. All is well. I can't complain. I'm grateful to be here. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, you know, this is about our fourth or fifth interview. I was going to say our fourth. And every time, I always go back to when I first saw you in Houston. And that was a Joel Osteen's church. It was I think the Super Bowl gospel celebration. They was taping it.
That's right.
And you came down that aisle, and I'd never seen you. And all I can remember, and I would, probably every time I interview him, I always bring it up because, you know, when you see something, and I'm just telling you, Lecrae, when you see something special, you have to keep reminding people because we get hit all the time, and we kind of get wore down, and we kind of like, I'm not saying you've lost focus, but, you know, you tend to like get swayed from what you, your purpose. Your purpose is to impact mm-hmm. people like me. I'm not an everyday churchgoer. You know, I mm-hmm. probably the closest I go to church with my wife. She says grace, and I say amen. That's me, bro. That's my regular going to church, you know. And when I do go to church, I understand the value of going to church when I'm in that church. And you affected me, brother, with your talents, with your gifts, and every word I hung on it, and it still impacts me today when I see you and I hear you talk in these interviews. It's always not just you rapping, but you are about the community and you're about uplift. Tell everybody about Lecrae.
Yeah, well, you know, I can only be authentically me. And, you know, I wasn't raised in a church. That's not my background, you know. So I wanted to create tools and music and experiences for people like myself, you know, what would raise my eyebrows and help me realize that, you know, my faith is bigger than four walls. My faith is bigger than, you know, white gloves and hats. And so I really wanted to create something for folks like that. And that's kind of what has been driving me ever since. So I want to be in different realms. You know, you see me in the prisons, the detention centers, you see me on the court side, you know, talking to my NBA players or my NFL players. You'll see me, you know, mixing it up, you know, at different environments. But again, I'm going to be in the church as well because I'm trying to be well-rounded.
We know it's really interesting. I always tell people that, you know, when you meet somebody special, sometimes you don't even know how to talk to them. The very first time I interviewed Lecrae was probably the most difficult interview because I didn't really know how comfortable I could be with him because he was, you know, it was like, you know, I'm a fan of hip hop. I'm a fan of gospel. Mm-hmm. It was the first time I interviewed a Christian rapper, a rapper of hip hop. Mm-hmm. So my whole conversation was like, okay, because, you know, because rap has that history of, you know, tough, violence, getting that bank, getting that bag, you know, women in videos. That's what when you say the word rap or you say the word hip hop, that's what it entails. Do you fight that? Is that something when you say you're a Christian rapper that you have to deal with as far as being stereotyped?
Yeah, you know, you deal with it a lot early on, but then you realize, you know what, let me just change the narrative. If people think, you know, all Black people are criminals, I'm not going to walk around saying, I'm not Black. You know, I'm going to change your perspective. You know, I'm going to change your perspective of what a Black person is. And so when you come across me, you're going to say, well, what I thought that they were all. Well, yeah, you thought wrong, you know, and so. You may have some perceptions about what a rapper who's a Christian looks like or a Christian rapper and how they move and how they get down. But allow me to reintroduce myself.
And so with that, you know, I had Tasha Page Lockhart early on the earlier part of the show. And, you know, it's kind of like my church day today, my gospel day today, because y'all have different styles, you know, which is really awesome. And, you know, she grew up in the church. You know, her mom was a church singer, you know, so it was no options for you, for her to go in that direction. How did you get in this direction? First of all, I can understand the hip hop game, but how did the Christian part of it get played into the hip hop game with you, Lecrae?
Yeah, well, you know, I was always a free thinking individual. You know, my mother was raised in a church, and she was faced some abuse, you know, some church hurt. So she didn't want me to experience that. So she raised me to think freely, to philosophy, you know, philosophy. And I started just exploring different views, and I knew that I had purpose, you know. And so if you know you got purpose, that means, you know, purpose must come from somewhere. You can't just be a cosmic accident, just a product of a big bang, if you think you got purpose. So purpose had to be given to me from somewhere. So I started just investigating where that was and what that looked like. And so I was on a college campus and decided to, you know, it was a young lady. It's always a young lady.
Right.
You know, hey. But she invited me to a Bible study. I said, you know, let me go on and check it out. And you know, they blew my mind because they looked like me. They dressed like me. They talked like me. And I did not expect that. And so I hung around a little longer. And before long, you know, I met God in that group of people. And then it would turn into like, well, man, you know, I can express myself through rap music amongst these folks, because they were people just like me.
Right.
And they loved it. Yeah.
Now that's God. You know, we went to the meeting. That's why I love talking to you. You and Kirk, I love talking to you, because you just really kind of like talking. At least, you know, it's like a woman. That was a girl, you know. Because so many people in the church game don't want to tell the truth. They don't want to tell you that journey all the time. I mean, and the journey is everyday life journey. Like, you know, like Steve Harvey used to always say, you know, act like church people don't have sex, but they got some church kids from somewhere. Okay. They came from somewhere now. So let's go and be honest now.
Yeah.
When we're talking about you and this whole part of the process, now you're around this group of people. Now you rapping to them, you breaking lyrics off. Now when did somebody come and you go, brother, you got something here. You can step this up to the next level here, you know, because we all know that this industry is tied to money, Lecrae.
That's right.
And we know that's right. The direction you were going ain't the big money maker in the hip hop game. You know, they're not saying that you're broke, but you know what a hip hop game is. The number one streaming format in the world is hip hop music. And I've talked to enough gospel artists to know what is a big seller in the gospel game. Did that come into play? Did people tell you, man, you need to take your skills over to the hip-hop side instead of the Christian side? What was your people telling you, and why did you stand strong in the Christian rap side?
Yeah, so I had some individuals, you know, I obviously had the producers and the DJs who said, hey, I like what you're doing, and I think, you know, you might want to try this on the mainstream side. You know, that may be a better look for you.
Right.
But there was a young man, you know, he was older than me at the time, and he was into, ironically, he was into money management. He was a financial advisor.
Mm-hmm.
And I really respected him because I had never met, you know, a young black financial advisor before. It was new to me. And I really respected him. And he told me, he said, hey, man, you really have a talent. And, you know, I think God can use you if you really, you know, put some structure around this and begin to build on it. And so, man, that lit a fire under me because he was somebody I respected. You know, we had his stuff together because I was nervous. You know, I was like, man, should I pursue this rap thing? I don't know. But he gave me the encouragement to do it.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because the whole thing that people need to understand is that, you know, I always tell people there's a fork in the road in anything. You know, there are a lot of people in jail because they took the wrong fork in the road. We all make these decisions, and whether you can walk that decision back, I don't know. But when you make the decision, I always say give 100%. And that's what you did. You gave 100%. When you start breaking through those walls and start realizing that you can have a career out of this, because that's the next step in it. I remember when I started doing stand-up comedy, I was just doing stand-up comedy for fun, Lecrae. And then I realized, some of these people paying me a check to do this. And I realized, I'm on TV doing this. And I realized, you know, some people are showing up to see me tell jokes. I can make a career out of this. But before that, it was a lot of doubters, Lecrae. Boy, you going to leave IBM and do what? You better not leave that good job. You ain't that funny.
Right.
You know, those doubters, man. And that's when I started wondering in the whole process. That's when faith come in it. You know, your belief, you know, that you have to lock in. And otherwise, what are you fighting? Because there's so many people can, like, jump into your lane and say, like you said, DJ talking about, hey, man, money over here, bag over here. Over here, yeah, but money over here. You know, those type of people are really dangerous because in the end, we all know we're going to fall. Will they be there to help you stand up? That's what you have to realize. Am I right?
That's right. You nailed it. That's a big piece of it. And, you know, even my mother was a little nervous, you know. And I, because of the fact that I had a 9-to-5 and I, you know, was getting a severance check. But I, like you said, I started doing show after show and I knew, you know, I had a budget and I knew, okay, let me see, how much is rent? Okay, this show can pay for rent. Yeah. This can take care. Okay, all right. And, you know, I planned it out a little bit and then I made that leap of faith, like you said.
And it's a powerful leap, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I love bringing on individuals who, you know, because of the fact that When I talk to Lecrae, because he's younger than me, I loved because he's gonna walk in my shoes. He's gonna make some mistakes I've made, and he's gonna live through those mistakes, and he's gonna learn that he's a better man for it. I always tell people, in order to be successful, you gotta make a mistake, because that way you won't make that mistake twice. Now if you make it two or three times, you're not a successful person anymore. But as you go through that path and that process, the arrows and the slings that come at you, and because the last time we talked about money, the last time I interviewed him, he was doing a web series called Protect the Bag. So that means that he understands money. Well, all people were telling him, no, man, you're taking a risk. No, man, don't leave that job. No, man, go hip hop. Years later, you getting paid to talk about money and financial literacy. Wow.
That's right. You nailed it. And again, you know, that's why you got to stay on the pathway that you believe you're supposed to be on. Because, like you said, those people who are doubting you, they're not going to pay your bills, and they're not going to be there for you, you know, to celebrate the wins with you. So, you know, it's kind of like, hey, man, you at the end of the day, you got to make a choice. And this is what I tell a lot of my youngins. I tell them, I say, hey, you know, nothing – at some point in time, you're going to have to take a risk. You know, make it a calculated risk and make it worthwhile, but don't put too much pressure on yourself, especially if you're in your early, mid-20s. You know, if you can make a couple mistakes at 22 – if you make mistakes for 3 years at 22 years old, you're still going to be in your 20s by the time, you know, you realize what's going on. So, you know,
That's so powerful. When we come back, I got to talk to you. There's a press release that hit the wire that made me call his PR person and involved the song Your Power and involved Tasha Cobb. When we come back, we're going to talk about that. And it was the funny story. I called Jackie O. That's his PR person. I said, I got to interview my boy Lecrae. She said, he don't do nothing after 5:30. I said, wow. I said, can you ask him? She called me back. Lecrae will do your show. This is my boy right here. This is my boy. That's why he's on the show. Be right back with more from my man Lecrae.
We'll be right back with more Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rushon McDonald.
You are now tuned into the Money Making Conversations Minute of Inspiration with Rushon McDonald.
This week I sat down with media mogul, Hollywood executive, and philanthropist Nick Cannon. Although the former child star has experienced a long career of success with no signs of slowing down, he explains why he's so passionate about creating opportunities for others.
It's all about the community for me. It's about giving other people opportunities. It's about opening doors and sharing the knowledge, wealth, and wisdom that I've obtained with everyone else. Right. I mean, you know, obviously I'm still in school. Hopefully, you know, I'll be able to, you know, HU, Howard University. I want to go all the way. I'm getting my master's, want to go to my doctorate, and eventually be a professor. and teach the things that I've picked up along the way. But it's all about the community, whether it's teaching, whether it's entertaining, whether it's investing into us.
If you want to listen to this full interview with Nick Cannon, it's available on MoneyMakingConversations.com.
Now let's return to Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald.
Wow, I'm back. This is Rashawn McDonald speaking to Lecrae. He's recognized as the first artist to have an album that hit the charts at number one in both Billboard 200 and the gospel charts. That's right. He's a multi Grammy Award winning platinum artist, New York Times bestselling author. But it was a press release that I saw that came across my wire talking about the song Your Power, which is fantastic, by the way. I listened to it several times, and with Tasha Cobbs, and was talking about the church community dealing with stereotypes, dealing with people expecting certain things to be a certain way, and certain gospel church people to act a certain way. Can you break it down and in detail? It's your show, it's your forum, but I just want to understand what's going on in the world and why there was a need for you and Tasha to get together.
Yeah, well, you know, Tasha and I are very vocal about mental health. Both had struggles with mental health that we wanted to be public about because Black folks don't talk about it as much as we need to. And then, you know, some of the blowback that both of us have received from, you know, certain church folk about our collaborations, hers with Nicki Minaj and mine with Ty Dolla $ign, you know, created some unnecessary tension and pressure. And, you know, you don't realize that that stuff just keeps piling up and piling up. And no public figure deserves to be as celebrated or criticized as we are. And so that stuff can tend to mess with your psyche. And so we just decided to take control of that and to take, you know, our mental health back into our own hands.
Well, it was really interesting because I do a lot of episodes on mental health and anxiety and stress and depression, and on the show my wife was listening, and I said something. I told her, and I said on the show I deal with depression, and it was just this last week she said, I never knew you dealt with any depression. And this is the problem with the Black community, and you know, and I've been with my wife since 82. Okay, and she's never heard me say depression or anything. And I explained to her. I said, "Well, I just deal with it. I said, let me tell you something. I've been Black all my life. I said, when I get out the car, I still get nervous if a police officer just say hello to me because I have doubts. So I said, there's a natural lane of stress that I'm going to deal with. And I said, and when you're in the entertainment business, I explained it. Depression is part of that. Because there are no guarantees. In the entertainment business is the worst. Because you could be riding high, walking the room, and somebody can tell you, you're not the one. And boy, that would knock you. You don't know where to go to recover from that. And so I said, it's something about entertainment. I said, when you're doing a regular job, 40-hour week job, that's different. But I said, when you're in entertainment, your highs and lows can be extreme. You can walk off the stage to a standing ovation and go to the next city, and they're not even looking. They're looking like you that they've never seen you tell a joke or sing a rap song. And I said, that is what I've dealt with all my life. And so, and also when you're dealing in a lifestyle that so many people question your decision, so many people, you know, question what you do, because you know what? You can say this, Lecrae. I can't tell people what I'm going to do tomorrow. If somebody asks me, okay, Rashawn, what you going to do tomorrow? I know I got a lot of things I'm going to do, but I can't tell you. Like, if you was a bank teller, you could tell us what you're going to do. If you drove trucks, you could tell us what you're going to do. If you were a scientist, you could tell us what to do. But as an entrepreneur in the entertainment business, there's no lines of description that you can say, when I wake up, this is my day. Right or wrong?
That's right. That's right. No. Yeah, I mean, it fluctuates from day to day. And, you know, you can try to build in some kind of consistency. But at the end of the day, you know, different things come up and different things happen. And so you got to make amends and you got to, you know, move accordingly. And so, yeah, that can create stress. And again, you know, we were taught not to talk about those types of things. I mean, once upon a time, we weren't even allowed to talk about those types of things. You know? They tapped in Martin Luther King's phone, so he couldn't tell, barely let anybody know what he was going through. And so, you know, that stuff just goes on and on down the line where, today, we know it's kind of like we got so many things to deal with. We don't talk about what's going on mentally and emotionally, and you know, it hinders us from being healthy. So music has been a part of our healing regimen, and that's why I'm grateful to be able to be a musician, because I can create some medicine for some folks. I mean, you still might need to go to the doctor.
Right. Because that's really the problem in our community, because we, I always tell people this, first of all, I don't jump hard on people who are slow in understanding that you need to go to a doctor, because of the fact that, you know, we're the first hired, last fired. You know, first, last hired, first fired. Okay, so we always, I remember when I had cancer, you know, I didn't even know if I could reveal that, because it might cost me my career, it might cost me a job. People might look at my age and cancer and think, I'm not hiring that dude anymore. So as a person of color, there's so many things that we have to consider before we tell somebody I need help. It's so many things we consider before we tell somebody that. And it might come across as a sign of weakness, or people who you consider your friends might shy away from you because they don't know how to deal with you. And they might use the word, you know, the street word, he crazy. I don't know. He acting strange. And so those are the things that before I jump down there and go, hey, man, black people, they're the worst. Black people, they got mental problems. They don't want to talk about it. People need to step back. As a black man, I'm just talking for myself, not as a black woman. Brother, I've been dealing with a lot. I know I've had jobs I should have gotten. I know there are better comedy writers out there that I were better there, and I should have got a development deal, but they got it. I know there are comedy shows I should have been the headline, and I was the middle act. I know there are checks that should have been bigger for me, but I didn't get it. All those things, I have to just, as they say, suck it up and move on. That is entertainment, and that can lead you to depression.
That's right. And you nailed it. Hammer on the head. And we got to do a better job at navigating those things and helping other people find freedom. And so that's, you know, exactly what I aim to do. That's what I make it my mission to do, is to help people find freedom, whether that's music, whether that is, you know, conversation. Whatever it is. That's what I want to do.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that when we talk, Lecrae, I'm not trying to depress anybody. I have energy in my voice, and when I'm talking to you, you have energy, because we've had so many conversations. When I had you on the show about your book, you can't get any more honest than that book was, which was became a New York Times bestseller. When we talked, that was a different conversation. We talked about, you know, protect the bag. That was a different conversation. Now we're talking about mental health. How can we get our black community to start raising their hand? How can we help them out, Lecrae?
Well, we got to follow some of our leaders. Taraji P. Henson, The Rock, you know, Michelle Williams, you know, myself, you know, we are individuals who are being vocal about this, because we are letting you know that you're not alone. And so what do you have to be ashamed of? What can you lose, you know, by being honest with yourself about getting some healing? You know, I'm not telling you to tell the world. I'm telling you to tell your doctor. You know what I mean? And so, you know, what do you have to lose? You have everything to gain. And I can tell you, on this side of Grammys and billboards and all these awards and accolades, that I'm better for it. Mm-hmm. So you got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Now, the single, Your Power, how did that come about that you did with Tasha Cobb?
So Tasha heard some of my music, and historically, and we talked about doing something together, and I thought, man, that's going to be an interesting mashup, you know, with you being traditional gospel and me being rap. But we found the right music and the right, you know, kind of combination, and it became something special.
Wow.
And now, we just locked in. There you
now,
go.
Now, I'm trying to get some clarity on this this controversy with Blessings that you did with Ty Dolla $ign. That was 2017, right?
Yeah, man.
2017. I'm gonna tell you something. Because I knew the song back then, because I loved it. Now, yeah. I went, did he do a remix? Did he? What? Because I went, before the, all day today, I've been going through Google. I've been going through all the search engines trying to find, why are they hanging on this song? Why? Blessings.
You know, I wish I knew. You know, they just keep trying to find. But that's how it is. You know, you must be doing something right if people are looking for something wrong with what you got going on. So, you know, just, you know, for me, I just keep pushing.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, brother. Listen to me, man. you are one of my favorite people, Lecrae. And last time we talked, I supposed to come by your building, and you supposed to come by my building. Now this time,
we
got to make it happen. And then every time I talk to you, man, we got to do something together, man, for a community event together. And I'm just telling everybody right now, because every time I talk to him, I get closer and closer to this brother to understand that he's just a younger version of me, y'all. He's just a younger version of me. And Lord have mercy, we got to do something about that. I got to meet the younger version of me. I'm going to call him my young twin. And let's make a difference, because you're special, brother. And I love you for that, man.
Man, I appreciate you. It's an honor and a pleasure.
It's the one and only, Lecrae. Thank you for making time. Thank you for giving me a little time out after 5:30, Lecrae. 5:30.
To
talk to me, man. But you stay blessed, brother, and we'll talk soon, man. I'm very serious. I owe you a visit to your building, okay?
All right, let's do it.
Talk to you soon. That's Lecrae, everybody. Incredible guy. Single I call Your Power with Tasha Cobbs. And if you want to hear a great song, listen to Blessing. It's a really, really great song by Ty Dolla $ign. Came out in 2017. There's no controversy at all. This is Rashawn McDonald. I love you. I love everybody who listens to my show. And I hope you guys see the growth. I hope you guys understand this show is about you. I'm coming from different angles to try to reach all people by entrepreneurship, by motivating, by planning your next dream. That's what we're doing. But more importantly, thank you for listening to Money Making Conversation Masterclass. This is Rashawn McDonald. I'm out.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Money Making Conversations Masterclass. Money Making Conversations Masterclass with Rashawn McDonald is produced by 3815 Media Inc. More information about 3815 Media Inc. is available at 3815media.com. And always remember to lead with your gifts.
Dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.